Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor. And if I'm sounding just a little bit groggy today, I think it's just the Florida, I think it's the time of the year. Anyway, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit is always so excited about having our listeners tune in on a weekly basis and also expressing our gratitude to all of you who have been with us for, how long has it been? Oh, goodness, let me see if I can count. Actually, we're really blessed. We started back in 1989, and as we moved through the years, Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio became more and more of an awesome, awesome entity for us in meeting so many beautiful people who have to do with preventive and natural health and personal growth. And Mind Your Body and Spirit is brought to you by our newspaper, which is the Healthy Referral Newspaper. It is a national publication all about preventive and natural health and personal growth. It's truly a blend of mind, body, and spirit. If you have questions for us in regards to how you can be interviewed, how you can advertise in the Healthy Referral Newspaper, you are welcome to call us on 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. Now, if you have questions for our guest that I will introduce in a moment, there will be a different number, of course, and website and so forth for them so that you can follow up and see the amazing things that they are doing. In fact, we are very excited about this particular interview, as we are with all of them. But we have gotten to know them and learn about their mission, their intentions, and it was so in alignment with the Healthy Referral and Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio that it was a natural fit. And I have to say that my business partner, Tom, is the one that made the initial direct connection, and we are thrilled to be promoting them in this upcoming issue of the Healthy Referral newspaper, as well as, I'm sorry, I'm getting a beep. I hope you're not hearing that. I think what I'm going to do is just go ahead and move on and not have them waiting. I have my business partner who is operating the board today, so hopefully everything's going fine. I am calling in to do this interview. Our guest is Kahn Khan, that's K-A-H-N, and the website is drinkzen.com. That's drink, D-R-I-N-K, Z as in zebra, Y-N as in Nancy, .com. There is a phone number, and I believe this is the one that you would use. If it's different, we'll let you know throughout the interview. That's 866-376-5996. Again, 866-376-5996. And the interview is going to be done with Asim. They are co-founders, he and his brother, so that will, you know, be mentioned, of course, also. So, Asim, are you there?
Hi, Marcia. Nice to be on your show. Thank you very much for the opportunity, and hello to all your listeners. And hello, Tom. How are you?
Well, he's there, but I don't think he's hooked up where he can talk. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Asim, I would love for us to start with, okay, there are co-founders. So it is you and your brother, correct?
That's correct. There is myself, I'm Asim Khan, and my older brother. Our parents weren't that creative. His name is Kasim. It's just a Q in front of my name. So sometimes, jokingly, we go by Q&A, question and A.
I did look at that twice.
Yes.
I thought, oh, that's pretty neat. Yeah, yeah. So his name is
Kasim, Q-A-S-I-M.
Yes, I have that down. I just want to make sure I pronounce it correctly. So let's go ahead and start with why all of this began in the first place, Asim, and it has to do with your father's health. Can you begin there? And I think that would be a good place.
Sure. Let me just step back a little bit prior to that, because that will set the stage for that particular discussion. So my brother and I, our parents and our other sibling, our younger brother, we immigrated to the U.S. in 1984 to the Chicago suburbs. All of our lives, we have practiced a form of an ancient medical system called Ayurvedic medicine, which is what we'll touch upon, and I'm sure many of your listeners know exactly what I'm talking about. We came to the States as immigrants.
We love the Ayurvedic way. In fact, when we first started the Healthy Referral back in 1989, we had the pleasure of meeting Dr. Smith and his wife, who were very involved Ayurvedic. And so between the astrological information and the health, we're absolute proponents. Absolute.
Perfect. Perfect. You guys, I love you guys. Let's just start there.
We love
anyways,
you too.
Great. Well, we're in a big kumbaya love session. We grew up, and as most immigrants do, you're taught to work hard, go to school, get a job. So my brother and I did all the things that our parents told us, and we actually went off to do Wall Street after college. For 20 years, we did finance. My brother was an investment banker and a hedge fund guy. Myself, I was investment banking and private equity. But making money is not and has never been the sole purpose of existence for us. Our parents, you know, they put some very deep principles in us about taking care of humanity, giving back to community, treating everybody nice. The things that everybody talk about that for us actually were the trump card over making money. But we were blessed to make good money in our finance careers, and that's what's allowing us to fund this fun little hobby that we're building into a business. So after 20 years, you know, we just didn't feel satisfied with what we were doing, making good money, but not satisfied, not fulfilled. And my brother and I had always talked about doing something together. And getting back to your original question, we were traveling with our parents to Pakistan, where we're originally from, in November of 2016. And our father, he's 80-some years old. He's a diabetic, type 2. And from time to time, diabetics get a very severe onset of neuropathy that occurs in their, you know, fingers, joints, feet, et cetera. And so after a very lengthy, I don't know, 40-hour flight, which felt like forever and ever, our father had a very severe episode of neuropathy occur in his foot when we got to our aunt's house. And so she did what a typical Indian, Pakistani, South Asian person who lives the Ayurvedic lifestyle. She took turmeric, she ground it into a powder, she blended it with the olive oil, made a paste out of it, and just simply massaged his foot, put a cloth around it, and covered it with a sock. And within an hour, his pain was completely gone. And for us, seeing that and being able to resume our day's activity, that was the aha moment that both of us looked at each other and said, you know what, screw making money. Let's go do something harder than that. So that's where the foundation of this business started. We knew we had some basic stakes in the ground that we had to put in, one of which was that the foundation of this business, above all else, was going to be a mission to do good. And so the first thing that we did above getting non-GMO project verified, before getting minority certified, before really even doing a lot of things that have led to our success up to this point, we went and became a certified B Corp, which is socially, ethically, environmentally responsible businesses that are certified by an independent third party. And the purpose of our business is to be a force for good, not just put profits ahead of everything else, but put people, planet, and purpose ahead of profits. There are more and more companies that are going after this B Corp certification, but it is the foundation of who we are. If anything else, we become super successful or we fail miserably, the one thing that we would like people to remember is that this company actually stood for something other than, making money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I made a note when I was reading through your site. Well, I've gone through it several times, but the one thing I jotted down was, you know, loving your focus of harmonizing benefits and holistic wellness for everybody to enjoy. You know, that said so much as I was reading through your site. And it is truly, you know, when we have wonderful connections with people and we're doing things in a way that is honest and true, and you have a purpose that is very real for, you know, for both of you. So it's and another part that I remember seeing was good, simple, and positive as far as the ingredients and things like that. So you have just the way your website is, by the way, too, is great. In fact, I sent a couple people to it, and they were really pleased to find out about the drink and loved, you know, how you had said the things that you did on the site. So I wanted you to know that.
Thank you. We've got a wonderful marketing team. Initially, if you had my brother and I, former finance guys, write that website, it would be a bunch of numbers and spreadsheets, and nobody would buy anything. So we've been blessed. We've been hiring good people. But, you know, fundamentally, I think you hit the point. We want to be 100% transparent. We always want to keep getting better. We love customer feedback. And we actually listen to everything our customers tell us to make our products better and better. And natural, holistic, are things that are important to us. And anyway, so that's been the journey that we've been on for the past 4 years.
And it began in your kitchen.
Yes.
I liked that part. Please share a little bit more about that. That's always fun.
Sure. So when we get back from this trip in Pakistan in November 2016 and have made the decision to risk it all on this little bet that we're going to do called Zin, we started researching the heck out of the main ingredient, which is curcumin. Curcumin is what gives turmeric all its health benefits, over 45,000 scientific and medical research papers available through National Institutes of Health that anybody could look at. So then we started sourcing curcumin samples from, I think it was about 36, 37 different curcumin suppliers across the globe. We went to a local university, had them tested to see which one, you know, had the highest curcumin concentration, which had the highest likelihood of efficacy and absorption, blah, blah, blah. And so it turned out that we got lucky in a, this is a little bit later, but the curcumin that we use actually comes from 100% solar-powered facilities in India. So in line with our mission to be, environmentally responsible, not only is the ingredient that we're getting, the main ingredient for our drink, coming from sustainable, renewable manufacturing practices, but the farms on which the turmeric grows in this super fertile valley in India, those are sustainable farms. These are not big corporate farms that, Monsanto is throwing seeds in. Everything, there's a lot of luck in all of this, and we've been lucky, and we have been very unlucky as well along the way. But then we started experimenting in our kitchens, and boy, did we stain a lot of pots. We were ordering things off of Amazon.
Flavor. I can imagine. Oh, my God. I know it does. It stains.
So certainly there was, let's just say, some tense words exchanged with our respective wives. But we got our samples to a point where we were able to taste test, and rightly, we started with the kids. We each have three kids. My brother has three daughters, beautiful daughters, and I've got two boys and a beautiful daughter myself. And so we started taste testing. And the idea behind that was if kids like the taste, the adults will definitely gravitate towards the taste because kids are truthful. They don't lie to you if they hate something, you know, and so you'll sense it. And so after iteration of, taste tweaking and staining a bunch of pots and counters, et cetera, almost getting kicked out of the house, we came up with four refreshing flavors with the right combination of curcumin and this black pepper extract, which is called Pipe Prime, which supercharges the absorption. And so that was the recipe that we took to a commercial R&D firm to help us make it so it was commercial ready. So shelf stable, you know, it held the properties, and it could be manufactured in high quantities instead of small batches in our kitchen. And that's where the journey then started, you know, investing a lot of money into making product, into marketing, into website, into this. So it was a free flow. You basically opened up the faucet, and there went the money. So anyway, that's what started.
Well, and grocery, so, you know, so basically from what I remember reading, you know, you then went into grocery stores and then hospitals and then on nationwide. So how did that all come together?
Well, it was a lot of work, a lot of learning, a lot of good fortune, and some good people along the way that we were able to connect with. But really the first store we got into was a local co-op called Outpost. We delivered the first case to them ourselves, and we got a check for $20. And we looked at it and we went, huh, this is really strange feeling. This is the first sale, and literally it's, you know, relative to what we were making and blessed with in our finance career, this is pocket change. This is a rounding error. And so there was a little bit of a... what's that feeling that you get set with when you realize, oh, shit, what the hell did I just do? That came about. And then we just started hustling. I mean, you know, if you believe in something, it is wrong for you not to convince people that they need it, right?
May I say something there about convincing? I, you know, when you say the word, and I'm not saying you shouldn't use the word, but we know exactly what you're talking about. When you're passionate about something, you're sharing your passion and your, you know, love for what you're doing. And that's really what people gravitate to, because so many people would love to be doing, you know, what they love and to connect with people who are. It's amazing of them. So I would say
it's infectious. Yeah. Like as you know, when you are passionate, like you are about your show and your business, people gravitate. Yeah. They love that. They want to be like you.
Absolutely.
And they want to support you. They want to see you be successful. So so we've been blessed. So we went from the original four co-op stores to now over 5,000 retail locations nationwide.
Wow.
We are actually a global company, believe it or not, and it just so happens it's because that we are in the U.S. military in about 150 bases worldwide in their commissaries with club packs. So if you're a military personnel in Germany or in Japan or the Philippines or wherever, you could go buy our drinks at the local commissary, which is considered U.S. territory. So in that way, we've been blessed. We're in a number of hospitals. We're going to be launching hopefully very soon with a number of universities that are managed by a very wonderful partner of ours called Chartwells, which is part of Compass Group, which is the largest facilities management company in the world. And we just want to spread the goodness pretty much across the world, if we can do it, and we'll do everything we can to do that.
Well, you know, Tom and I have talked numerous times since our original connection, and absolutely, you already said it, Sam. You know, when you're doing what you are supposed to be doing, which is our purpose, of course. There is no way but forward and expansive in a healthy way. Yes, we go through, you know, ups and downs, and I call them opportunities. You know, opportunities for knowing how to do something a little better or differently or whatever. And yes, it gets challenging sometimes. I mean, oh my, you know, when I realized it was 30 years since Tom and I started this business, or I should say it started us, it just blew me away, Asim. I thought, because I went, what? You got to be kidding me. You know, this cannot be. So when we meet people like yourself and these kinds of amazing stories, it's they have to be shared. And you know, there's many reasons to share them. Yes, to have them learn about one's product or, you know, what they're offering, but also for people to realize that, hey, why are you here on the planet? You know, is it just to put time in and do every day just to put it in, or is it to be doing something that you really want to be doing, which, quote, is your purpose? So it's exciting. It's exciting.
Congratulations on your success, and, you know, congratulations on being a wonderful, true person. And that's really important nowadays because there's so much animosity between people. And because of COVID, things have gotten, you know, extremely stressed out, so people have short fuses, and we're very...
Again, where one puts, you know, their attention, the way I say it is putting one's attention on their intention, you know, helps all of us to walk through, you know, the testy times, and there could be all kinds of things going on around us. That doesn't mean that we have to become an integral part of you know, that negative energy, which is what I call it. So, another statement I saw on your site was, I thought was cute. It's just a simple one, which is shake well and be well. I like that. That's really cute.
Actually, my brother Kasim came up with that. We wanted our brand to be fun, approachable, not serious, and that shake well, be well. The curcumin that we have in our beverages by intention, by consumer preference, by design, we have it settled to the bottom of the bottle every single time. And so the reason is a lot of times, and you know this, and your fans know this, that a lot of these companies are just marketing a fad. They don't really care if they're putting healthful ingredients that are actually going to make a benefit for the consumers. But if the trend is hot, they'll put it on their label. And so what we say is we put 200-plus milligrams of curcumin plus pipe rind, which is a black pepper extract, known to boost absorption of the curcumin in the human body, right at the bottom of the bottle. So people can turn over and see that sort of military grade, you know, orange stuff and know that that's what's going to give them the potential benefit that they're seeking, which is the inflammation relief or the immunity boost. And so we put it right on the bottom. Hey, here you go. This is about 15 turmeric roots worth of curcumin. Right there. There you go. Have it. Enjoy.
That's your proof. You know, I think it's awesome. Yeah. In fact, when we originally got your samples, I was so excited about, you know, getting into them because, as you know, I mean, these are things that we love to not only support and get out there for others, but ourselves. You know, not only do this as our mission, but I'm so passionate about this stuff, and you know, I'm blessed. I'm really blessed. And why is that? Because of the choices, you know, that I've made. In fact, if I may share this, this happens very, very often, and I don't purposefully initiate, at least I don't think I do. I'm walking on the beach last night, and there was this couple with their new little baby. Oh, what a cute little thing she was. And so, you know, we started to talk, and one thing led to another, and they were asking, you know, if I had children. And so, I told them that, and then I said about 4 grandchildren. And they said, oh, what's their ages? And I said, well, my eldest one is 26. And they looked at me like, what? and it's like, oh my, and I knew the expression on her face, and she said, you mean your eldest child? And I said, no, my eldest grandchild. And she said, oh my God, she said, we would have never guessed that. And I used that, as an opportunity to say that, you know, what you do is what you get. And what you put in, Yeah, and I love all this stuff. I really do. It's just, and as far as seeing curcumin, you know, and turmeric you know, on the bottom of the bottle is what I would prefer.
Yeah, thank you. No, that's it. Yeah. I fundamentally share that mindset. You can't sit around and eat, you know, McDonald's all day long and then expect to have a six-pack ab and not have diabetes and be obese. And so it is about choices. People have choice. Yes. That's the beautiful thing about a human being. If you want to change it, you just need to figure it out and have the willpower to do it. And one of the things that we try to promote is people living a healthier, happier, maybe an outdoor lifestyle. You know, go out for a walk, spend time with your family, get engaged with your community. And as you see other people smiling, walking, talking, and eating right, you're going to do the same thing.
Yes, yes. As you said in the beginning of this whole interview, you know, attraction. It's that saying is so true that we've heard throughout our lives, which is, you know, the most powerful thing is being the example.
And that's, you know, honestly, that's a hard thing to do day in and day out. I'm not going to lie. I like Pepsi. I like Pepsi. And I like it over Coke.
Oh, no.
But I, from time to time, you know, I slip into that, man, this is really bad for me. Boy, but is it really good? And it's the sugar. And the sugar is what kills.
Oh, it's so addicting.
You know,
right.
It is.
Right.
So, anyways, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but I, you know, before Zen, I did drink Pepsi once in a while. But then I realized it's all I'm doing is putting sugar in my body, and it's not good and healthy. But it tastes great. Something about that syrup.
Yeah. Well, I do believe that when we do something every once in a while, that's not the issue. The issue is when we do it pretty constantly.
Yes, that's spot on. Once in a while, in moderation, everything can be okay.
Yes.
Maybe not everything, but some things are okay. But if you do it over and over and over.
We have to watch that word everything.
Yeah, French fries for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with a big, large Slurpee and soda to chug it down. That's definitely not going to end up being a good outcome.
Oh, goodness. You know, Sam, another thing part on the website that I recall is where you were saying simplicity, you know, and is good living. And that's the other aspect that is so ingrained with Tom and I, with, you know, what we do, not just for the business, but for ourselves. And I'll speak for myself. I don't like to speak for Tom, but every once in a while I do. But, you know, nature, I am such a proponent of stay as close to nature as you possibly can. And when I do consultations and things like that or speaking, you know, I tell people that to ask themselves a question, and that question is, are you made according to nature or are you made according to a lot of this junk food that's, you know, on the market or also made out of the drugs and the medications that are always being pushed on people. And it's real interesting to watch people's faces, you know. And most always, they'll answer it. They'll answer it by saying, well, you know, according to nature, of course. And so I then say, well, okay, so if you feel you're made according to nature, can you see why it would be best to take things in or expose yourself to the things of nature instead of the things that are not? And, you know, it's just, I love seeing people's minds click. And when I see that happening, I know that there's been a door, you know, that has opened that maybe wasn't opened very much in the beginning of the lecture or the consultation or whatever. So, but the natural ingredients, you know, when you mentioned the Ayurvedic, I am so thankful, you know, that Tom and I met Dr. Smith and his wife and actually, you know, had the astrology done We got to know them very well. He was an MD, and he actually was a regular Western medicine, but then he shifted over to Ayurvedic. I got so hooked on all of that. In fact, I started, and I still will get I used to call it Amrit Kalash. And then I went and I was looking for it years later, and it's that black herbal paste, and I couldn't find it in the Indian stores under that name, but I found it under Kayawan Prash. And I looked at the ingredients. I don't know if the Kayawan Prash has as much as the Amrit Kalash had as far as the blend of the herbs. But the first time I read the ingredients, I said, what? Oh my God! Have you ever taken that paste?
I have not, but there's another ingredient that I think has a tremendous amount of health benefits. It's called Selegit. It's actually a mineral. And it's in the mountains. It oozes out. It's really nasty looking, but it oozes out of the Himalayan mountains. There's a part in Pakistan where there's super tall mountains, and the people, they're simple farmers, and they're super humble. They live outdoors. They don't have much. They don't have TV. And all they do is farm, and they're outside. Yeah, mm-hmm. So the reason I'm bringing this up is the average lifespan in that part of the world is close to 100 years of age. And they consume this ingredient called Selegit. And it's probably like 100 different minerals all combined together from billions of years of evolution in this region. And it oozes at certain times during the year. And so they go scrape this nasty thing out, and they put it into their tea, and it tastes not so good. And in any event, so it's that type of stuff.
Well, I think it's in there. I think it's one of the ingredients.
A lot of folic acid, and that's, even like simple things like onion. Onions are used in our culture. People will soak them in water and find the health benefits. So people have been learning from their ancestors, and that's the type of thing that we try to promote. We're not against Western medicine. There's a place for it, but that can't be the only go-to, source, because the purpose of Western medicine, the pharmaceuticals, is to treat symptoms. If they found cures, they won't be in business, right? It's not you don't make money by solving a problem.
Right.
You make money by treating a problem.
Right.
And so the people in other parts of the world, particularly developing countries, are, generally poor. So they've got to figure out how to be well quickly.
You know who you're talking to as far as what you're now saying, because...
Yeah, I know. I think I opened up a rabbit hole there.
As far as the Western medicine goes for their emergency care, it is awesome. In fact, I was in a car accident with my daughter when she was 8 years old. And, very grateful for the things that took place. However, for chronic stuff and everything, you're talking with someone that I this is me, okay? I'm not telling somebody else what to do. I do not do any of it. I just don't do the drugs, the medications, the nothing like that. I mean, I'm 100% Italian, and I really think of them that many cultures, some cultures are more apt to think this way than others. And I know that, your culture is one of those that's more natural to think natural. And the same way with the Italians, because my mom, she didn't rush us to the doctor every time something went on. you know? So.
Yeah.
But anyway. Okay, well, let's make sure, listeners, I wanted to go ahead and the website again is drink, just as it sounds, ZYN.com, so drinkzyn.com, and the phone number is 866-376-5996, again, 866-376-5996, and Sin, people can just give you a call on that number if they just have questions, correct?
That's correct, or they could email marketing at drinkzyn.com. And
okay, how about,
we're very good about
one more time. Yeah.
Sure, I'm sorry. It's marketing, M-A-R-K-E-T-I-N-G, just as it sounds, at drinkzyn.com, drinkzyn.com, marketing at drinkzyn.com.
Okay, great, great. So any of those three or all of the three. okay. All right. Well, I know that we are, in fact, I got an email today that said that there were samples on their way that I should be getting some on Monday. And I did have the opportunity to you know, taste some months ago and shared some of the bottles with some different people. Everybody that I have shared it with thus far has really liked it. So,
thank you.
And of course, these people are very, I would say they're pretty health conscious. So, you know, it was kind of easy for them to look at the ingredients and go, "Oh, this is great," even without tasting it. You know, so. All right.
No, that's great.
Well,
thank you to your friends and colleagues as well for. Supporting us.
Absolutely. Well, Sim, tell your brother congratulations on a successful mission, and I'm sure and we're sure that it will continue to grow, and we're thrilled to be a part of it, Sim, so we're looking forward to, you know, more growth with you as we both go along. So congratulations, and if there's anything else that we can add to this, is there anything more that you would like to share with the listeners?
Well, all I want to say to people that are listening is be your best self, do the right things, you know, live by nature, and be good to each other, be kind to each other. Life is very short, and it's better to be happy than miserable.
That's for sure. I'm right there with you. Okay. Well, Sim, thank you so much for taking the time. And we will talk to you very soon, I'm sure. And until then, you be well, happy, and peaceful.
Yes. Thank you very much, Marcia. It was very nice chatting with you, and I'm very grateful for our friendship and partnership. Have a wonderful day.
Absolutely, Sim. You too. Bye-bye. Okay,
bye.
Listeners, thanks for tuning in to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. We will see you next time with another wonderful, amazing interview. And this was very special to us today because of our continued involvement with the Zyn product. So be sure to take the time to go ahead and go to the website that we had given and the emails that were given and the phone numbers and everything. We thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Lots of blessings.